signals for the Baltimore Colts. Unitas gives to Amici. The Colts are the world champions. Amici scores.
Amazing, sensational, dramatic, Mark Grundy, exciting, thrilling finish in the history of college football. California has won the big game.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
This is Phil Steele.
This is Mike Burnham.
This is Wes Durham.
This is Mike Ashley.
Hi, this is Chuck Foreman, number 44 of the Minnesota Vikings.
Woo, mercy, this is handsome Jimmy Vane, the Boogie Woogie Man.
This is Coach Pry with Virginia Tech Football, and you are listening to Big Dog Sports Talk.
Are you ready to rock? Are you ready to roll? Okay, let's do
You're in the doghouse with Rick Watson and Big Dog Sports Talk on 105.3 The Bear. Streaming worldwide at 1053thebear.com and the TuneIn app for your phone. Join the conversation now on the Baker Team Hotline, 540-731-1053, or text Rick and the show at 744-2990. And now your host, the Big Dog Rick Watson. Rick Watson.
Tuesday here on the program. A little Night Ranger bringing us in. Baker Team Hotline is always open for you at 731-1053. The text line 744-2990. Rick at New River Radio. Or send me a message on Messenger. Scheduled today, Mike Burnett, Jermaine Farrell, David Smith. Tennessee wins the college baseball championship. They rally, win the last two games. First ever College World Series title for the Tennessee Volunteers in the all-SEC matchup against Texas A&M last night. That was one of the deciding games. And then, of course, you had Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals last night.
20 seconds to go. One last gasp for Edmonton. Bouchard's pass didn't click with Draisaitl. 12 seconds to go. Florida trying to end it up against the wall, which would be fitting. 3 seconds to go. The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup.
That's right. The Florida Panthers, after blowing a 3-0 lead, was extended to a Game 7 by Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers, but they win it 2-1. Connor McDavid was named the MVP of the finals, even though he was on the losing team. Got the Conn Smythe trophy. And how about that? You've had hockey I won't say dominated, but littered with success in the state of Florida. Tampa Bay Lightning's what? Oh, they got two, maybe three cups, something like that. Now the Florida Panthers? All those traditional original six and Northeast teams just have to sit there and hang their head. Florida Panthers win the Stanley Cup. And I love the celebration, the skate around, the devastation from the Edmonton players, and then they do the one of the best traditions in sport is the end of the Stanley Cup hockey handshakes, the greeting line. There's genuine respect and admiration. Because I think pound for pound, that's the toughest of all the sports to play. Constant movement, not many silly rules. You can hit people, unlike the NFL, where if you try to hit somebody on defense, they're going to escort you out in a paddy wagon. One of our listeners sent the Phil Steele has released his top 10 surprise teams in 2024, so we'll go over that. And I got to rant a little bit because he's back. Bad driving guy has once again penetrated my road rage instincts. You know, and the thing about it, you may not defend some of the actions that people take when they get angry while they're driving, but I certainly understand why road rage occurs, right? Because you're trying to just make sure, first of all, you're going to get to where you're going. You want to get there safely. You want to get there, you know, quickly. You want to get there on time or maybe a little early, but you're not endangering anybody. You understand that it's dangerous out there on the road. Somebody might be, well, hell, nowadays, somebody might be high. But bad driving guy, swerving over the middle line, bad driving guy. Somebody needs to explain to me how coming around a turn, why there's so many vehicles that are either on the middle line or over on your side of the damn road. And then they don't correct it a lot of times. They just stay there and you're like, okay, so do I beep the horn? Do I give him the finger? What do I do? Ugh, it's an epidemic, man. It's an absolute epidemic. Let's go to the Baker team hotline. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Gary. How you doing?
Hey, Gary. What's up?
Rick, I wanted to ask you, you do a sports show, but we often talk music on your show.
Yes.
I've called in the past about how sports just doesn't mean as much as it used to when you were young. If you woke up today and there was no sports or there was no music, and I'm not talking today's crap music, I'm talking 90s, 80s, 70s.
Ooh.
Would you rather go through life with no sports or no music?
Oh, my goodness gracious. That is just cut off my left arm or my right arm, Gary.
I'd much rather give up sports at this point.
Yeah, well, that's probably true. That's a good question. I wonder what people would say answering that question. I mean, given where it's going and the trends of society that have penetrated sports so badly with the mess in college athletics. But you're right, too, though. It's kind of parallel. It's a good comp, Gary, because music today is also swayed far away from what I would claim to be pleasing to the ear.
Yeah, I would say, I don't know when it started going downhill. You know, not 90s music was still pretty good, but once we turned to the 2000s, it just kind of fizzled out. And I don't really understand the Taylor Swift phenomenon.
No, it's almost, at this point, she's become a meme. She really has, other than for 15-year-old girls and, you know, younger.
Yeah, someone said she's a 34-year-old acting like she's 13.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I get the vibe that star's going to burn out sooner than later.
I hope it burns out before football season so we don't have to see her every Chiefs game.
Oh, no, they'll still do all that crap. I know that. Just two of the most annoying people on the planet are together, and I just wish they would disappear, her and Kelsey.
Yeah. Yeah. I was hoping Edmonton would pull it out last night just because I think Canada cares more about hockey than America, and it's been 31 years or so, 30 years since a Canadian team actually won the Stanley Cup.
It's strange, isn't it? I mean, and like I said in the open, it's hard to believe, but Florida, the state of Florida, is a hotbed of hockey with the Lightning and now the Panthers. It's crazy.
I haven't heard anything. Did Edmonton trash their city after the loss last night? Or
I have not. I have not heard of any stories. No, I have not.
Did you watch the 30-30 on Vancouver when they trashed their city after the 2011 season?
No, I admit to, but I did not. I did not catch that one.
Yeah, it was pretty good, but I don't understand trashing your city.
One way or the other. Especially after when you win it, too. That's what I don't understand. You know, you're all excited to get a win, and you see people tearing up cars, and I don't understand.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Gary. Yeah, that's tough right there, man. I'll propose that question to you. If you had to wake up without one or the other going forward, sports in the future or music? Woo! I don't know if that can be answered. Ronnie writes in, I hear you about over-the-line bad driving guy. About had an accident yesterday morning on the way to work because somebody came around a turn and they're straddling over the line, and then when they correct, they have plenty of time in a straight stretch, they don't move. Yeah. You realize driving close to the middle when another car is coming is not safe. I don't understand. But, man, I tell you, it just, I'll be honest, I was trying to think the other day, I was talking to somebody over the weekend about, what do you really have a temper about? You know, what gets you fired up? I don't waste my time getting too fired up about political things anymore because it's all just a joke. But the one thing that will get me just blood boiling is when somebody is bad driving guy. And I know it's wrong and I know it's immature, but my goodness gracious, it drives me crazy. It really does. And I don't understand over-the-line guy. I'll never understand it. There's two lanes. One coming, one going. You don't need to be in my lane. Look, I'm not talking about there's something in the middle of the road. I know that sometimes you try to avoid something. You might swerve. You may not be paying attention at the last minute. You swerve. And it's annoying, but at the same time, you go, okay, well, I see what he was trying to do. This is just somebody that decides to hug that line, baby. Hug that line. Stay low, stay low. Peeps are saying that it's a cell phone thing. Get a couple text messages. Yeah, you're probably right about that, right? They're not paying a damn bit of attention. Either on their phone, trying to dial their phone, or trying to type. That's probably true. That's probably true. Eric says, I hear you. Complain about this to my wife all the time. Thanks, Eric. Yeah. See? I hate that it makes me so mad. I hate that I allow someone to control my anger like that. I really do. That drives me crazy. It really does. Wayne from Ohio, how about bad driving guy who's turning left but has to get in your left lane, then merges back into your lane with their huge Toyota Prius to make their wide turn? Yeah, that's annoying too. You're driving at a pretty good speed, and then somebody will pass you, then cut in front, and then turn, and you slow down. Yeah. Sometimes I think the decisions that we see out there on the road, it's just a reflection of all the horrible decisions that are made from decision makers across the world. Like, for instance, bad driving guy, they had to be at some point former NCAA leadership members, right? Something. Because those are the same bad decisions that we see out on the roads. All right. 23 minutes past the hour, just getting started for another day. Scheduled Mike Burnup, Jermaine Farrell, and David Smith here on a Tuesday. Good morning. Hope everybody's doing well. More coming up here on BDST.
BDST in the NRV.
Hi, this is Jen, the Gamecock Girl, and you're listening to Big Dog Sports Talk with sports radio stud Rick Watson. Go Gamecocks!
26 minutes past the hour. Hope you're doing okay wherever you might be. Brian writes in, really cool to hear the final few seconds of the Stanley Cup last night. Sean McDonough does a nice job, in case you missed it. The Florida Panthers were stretched out to 7 games, but they survived, and now another cup will reside in the Sunshine State. Also, as we talked about, Tennessee gets their first ever College World Series championship. Don't know if they're still standing there in the dugout celebrating or not. Flipping their bats over Texas A&M. Trev Alberts, though, has won so few fans. It was one of those deals where I didn't want to see Trev Alberts really as the new AD at A&M after he came in and fired 20 people. You know? It was kind of like, yeah, pick your poison there. Who's going to win that thing? J.J. Redick introduced as the Lakers' new head coach. Sorry. This is where we are. You know, it goes back to Gary's question. Gary called up and said, hey, if you had to wake up and you had a choice to make the night before, then you woke up and the next day one was gone. Music, and not just the crap music of today, but I'm talking music that you grew up with, music that means something to your soul, or sports where we are going forward. Well, here's another vote against sports, because J.J. Redick actually yesterday at his presser had to say this. For the time being, and hopefully it's a very long time, I am excommunicated from the content space, so I won't be doing my podcast. I'm done with podcasting for now. Really? Okay. So, in other words, you're going to be the head coach of, well, arguably one of the top two storied franchises in the history of professional basketball. And you boldly announce you're going to give up your podcast. Like anybody's going to go, oh, no. Oh, damn. I don't get to listen to the J.J. Redick podcast anymore? What shall I do? Wouldn't it kind of be an assumed thing that if you're the head coach of the Lakers and you've never been a head coach, that you wouldn't waste any time you might need all that time with your podcast? LeBron James did not want to speak at the presser. Thought that was interesting. Redick said that he and LeBron, even though LeBron did his podcast with him some of the time, did not speak about the job. Very interesting, until after he was offered the job. Big Al says, sports or music? Sports goes, no contest. Tim says, there's no way that I'd give up my music. Oh, my goodness, Gary. Think you're onto something. Like I said, given where sports is headed, and I think in a lot of ways the worst is still yet to come, as the reflection, you know, sports and pop culture has always been a direct reflection of society. And when you see society going down the sewer as it is here in this country, sports is going to follow. Music has followed. You might get a gem every once in a while. You might have a new artist who gets it, most of the time not. You know the world is screwed up when someone like Taylor Swift is as popular as she is with as little actual talent that she has. So, yeah. Would you give up your good music? I don't think you would. All right, we're just getting started. Mike Burnett, Jermaine Farrell. Maybe I'll ask Mike that question, too. Would Mike give up his earth, wind, and fire? I think not. Text line's open, 744-2990. Give us a yell on the Baker team hotline. More coming up here on the Bear.
Go! Florida trying to end it up against the wall, which would be fitting. 3 seconds to go! The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup!
That's right. It's another Florida championship. Conn Smythe winner on the losing team. Very rare. Connor McDavid. Those guys, I tell you, man, I just think pound for pound hockey. And I know there aren't a lot of diehard hockey fans in the area. I get it. We don't have a pro team, and there's no ice rinks around. It's not part of our culture where we live here. But I think pound for pound, it is the best of all of the professional leagues. I don't think anybody has more passion for their sport than hockey players. Mutual respect. As you always see at the end of the cup with the handshake line, and really it's more than that. It's an admiration. It's a let's pay respect. You may be one of the goons on one team fighting another goon on another team, and then you're fighting and you're going after each other. But afterwards, you hug, you shake hands, and man, oh man, oh man. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. But in any event, Florida Panthers are the champs. Wow. Hard to believe. Really is hard to believe. And not necessarily because of Florida winning. It's just how the state of Florida has become dominant in hockey. That's all. But I know these guys aren't from Florida. It does mean a lot to Canadians. And it's been over 30 years since the Canadian teams won it. That's an amazing, amazing stat. But more of a sigh of relief, probably from Panthers fan too. I mean, they were up 3-0. 3-3, and then, boom. They hang on to win 2-1 in Game 7. Isaac, heard you talking about the guy who comes over the middle line. I about hit a truck yesterday. I drive an old beat-up Chevrolet truck. I don't move, so if they don't move, we're going to hit bumpers. It's ridiculous. Yeah, see? Well, I don't want you being in a wreck, Isaac. I don't want that to happen, but I don't understand it, man. I'll never understand it, and it makes me mad that I get so mad. I knew I have to do a better job of not letting it get under my skin. All right, so one of the peeps yesterday, some of the different sports, this came from the On3 site. They got permission from Phil Steele with his magazine getting ready to come out nationally here, I guess, this week. Phil Steele has ranked his top 10 surprise teams for 2024. Now, we've had Phil on numerous times over the many years of this program, back to the first run. And the one thing, other than his amazing predictions about who's going to be in the playoff and winning conferences, his top 10 surprise teams, usually it's uncanny how correct that he is most of the time. And the one thing you're going to learn when you hear this top 10 is how he loves him some ACC. Half of Phil Steele's top 10 surprise teams are from the ACC. He's got Utah number one, the Utes. Kyle Whittingham is a terrific, terrific college football coach.
Cameron Rising is coming back. Remember, he missed last year with an injury, so you have that kid coming back. And prior to last year, the Utes had won two straight Pac-12 titles. So now they're going to the Big 12, and, well, that seems like a very winnable league. So now you get into the ACC fun. Clemson, he has Clemson number two. Phil admits that Clemson being considered a sleeper team has not been the norm throughout the past decade, but after not achieving double-digit wins for the first time since 2010. Wow, think about that stat right there. I know everybody wants to criticize Dabo, and I get it. He's a bit of a flake. But Clemson had double-digit wins every year from 2010 to 2022. That is really damn impressive. And they missed out on the ACC title game for the second time in 3 years. He does say that Dabo Sweeney's lack of transfer portal use has been criticized, but team's continuity will be a strength. Numerous returning starters, including Cade Klubnik. Florida State, number three. How about that? 13 wins last year. Everybody knows what happened in the playoff. And it all is going to be on the shoulders of DJ Uiagalelei. Started out in the ACC at Clemson. Pistols firing! Oklahoma State, Dave Hunsiker, watch out. That's right. They are number four on Phil Steele's list. Yes.
Hi, this is Dave Hunsiker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys and former voice of the Radford Highlanders.
Go get it,
and
Dave.
You're listening to my good friend Rick Watson in Big Dog Sports Talk.
And here they are. Phil has fallen victim to the Miami hype. Miami Hurricanes, number five. The Hurricanes have been notorious for underachieving lately, not finishing in the AP top 10 since 2003. Wow. What is more of an accomplishment, or what is more of a mind-boggling stat? Clemson having 13 straight seasons of double-digit wins, or Miami not being in the top 10 in, since 2003? It's all about Cam Ward, Damian Martinez, out of the portal. We'll see, won't we? K-State Rob. Your Wildcats are number six. K-State Rob's got to be happy. Avery Johnson, the dual-threat quarterback, is back. DJ Giddens, the 1,000-yard rusher. It's always a good team. There's Kleiman, North Dakota State. Watch out. Nobody wants to play Kansas State. Nobody. Iowa Hawkeyes come in at number seven. Of course, they had that great defense. The offense has to get better. Cade McNamara is the quarterback coming back from injury. LSU is listed at number eight. Of course, you lose your Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, Jaden Daniels. Lots of depth on that roster. And they don't have Georgia, Texas, or Missouri on their SEC schedule. Grant Nussmeier. Remember, this was the school that flirted with a certain Virginia Tech quarterback and got involved in the bidding and pushed his price tag up very high. So they're going to go at it with Nussmeier. And then there they are, sitting there in all of their glory, coming in at number nine. It's your Virginia Tech Hokies. Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, Phil Steele says that Virginia Tech is my top second tier sleeper team. As third-year head coach Brent Pry has had an impressive offseason building up the Hokies roster and culture. Dynamic dual-threat quarterback Kyron Drones returns and has the potential to take a leap as one of the most dangerous signal callers in the country. A very favorable schedule, as we've talked about.
gives Tech a legitimate chance to reach the ACC title game for the first time since 2016. Let me think. Has there been a host of a local talk show that's been saying this for months? The guy who was accused of being a homer, again, Phil Steele says, with a very favorable schedule, there's a legitimate path for Virginia Tech to reach the ACC title game for the first time since 2016. If only someone else had been talking about this. Can't quite put my finger on it. And then rounding out the top 10 is SMU, the fifth of the ACC entries. People are loving them some SMU. I think the more I see all this, the more Tech fan better be glad SMU's not on the schedule. They're loaded offensively. I mean, this team's going to score a lot of points. And there's a lot of teams in the ACC who aren't ready for that kind of arsenal that's going to be on their schedule. So there you go. Tech number 9 in Phil's top 10 surprise teams. Your thoughts on that? Tech starting to show up in things like this. And I give this a lot of credibility because I have nothing but the utmost respect for Phil, knowing how hard he works. And the only thing he cares about is college football. He does a pro mag as well, or did a pro mag. I don't know if he's still doing it, but he is 24/7. 365 days a year, college football. And now that we can openly talk about it, he made his fortune, obviously, with the mag, but also in Vegas. And you know what happens in Vegas? Gambling. That's right. He has a service where he offers assistance in your wagering on college football. That's going to take off even more so now. So the guy knows what he's talking about. And he remains very humble about it. So maybe now you'll feel a little better. Skeptical Tech fan. That Phil still has you in his top 10 of most improved surprise teams. That make you feel a little bit better? Let me know. 744-2990. What do you think about the inclusion of, Clemson, Florida State? And what he's saying there is not necessarily those teams aren't considered good teams, but when he puts teams like that in there, what he's saying is these are teams that have a chance to be in the playoff and be there for the long haul this year. Having Clemson and Florida State in there, much different than putting Miami and Virginia Tech and SMU in there. Yes, 5 ACC teams are listed, but 2 are probably considered to be a surprise in a different way. Whereas the other 3 are probably considered to be a surprise, just maybe hanging around contending for a ACC title game or just having the kind of season a lot of people may not be seeing coming, then all of a sudden you're looking up and, oh, look at that, Virginia Tech's got double-digit wins. But now I'm even more confident. Not that I wavered in it, because I wasn't wavering. I'm still going to stand by it. 9 wins is my bare minimum, and I think 10 is very, very achievable. I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see 10-2, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see Virginia Tech there at the end, final couple of weekends, still involved in the ACC championship hunt. It just makes too much sense. And you can be anti them all you want, and you can say whatever you want, and this and that, but just open your eyes and realize that this program is on the uptick and Kyron Drones is a growing talent that's now gotten paid. He's going to have a chip on his shoulder, at least you hope. He still hasn't been a starter for a full season. But I'm telling you what's going to come down to, and nobody talks about this as much. Now, Phil, I'm sure, will when he has his preview and when we have him on the show. The one thing people don't talk about with this team, I've always seen is all these lists. Who did poorly in the portal out of the ACC? Remember that when I had that, about a month ago, 3 weeks ago? One of those moronic sites had Virginia Tech getting a D, with their portal activity. They gave Virginia Tech the same grade as Clemson, and Clemson didn't bring in anybody. Right?
It's not about 5-6 big portal names. Right? It's not about that. It's about recognizing your roster. It's about how much talent do you have in-house that other schools want to poach. I just mentioned it. It dominated the spring, the whole situation with LSU and Kyren Drones. Imagine if they would have taken him away. Imagine where the fortunes of this season would have fallen. Yikes. The portal has been much more about who you're adding, and they did a nice job of adding. Defensive line, linebacker, offensive line depth. But the key is what, and it's strange, and I'm not talking about the people who come on this show and the people around here, and you know. But I'm just talking about even more regionally and nationally. People are not paying attention to what they accomplished in the portal, just retaining their own stable of talent. And how these sites that dedicate themselves to ranking all this stuff and all this crap they put into it, ignore that. Well, they didn't add but two or three guys who might even play. Let's give them a D. Hey guys. How about all the players that were up to leave that decided to come back? What about that? Quarterback, running back, injured receiver that could have left but wants to come back and show why Virginia Tech believed in him. The other receiver had overtures. Your all-conference corner had many overtures, decided to come back. How about that? Does that not mean anything? Retention as opposed to just constant addition? And to not understand how big potentially of an addition Aeneas Peebles is going to be? I mean, a guy was an all-conference performer at Duke. It seems to be flying under the radar. I guarantee it's not going to fly under Phil Steele's radar. I mean, even if you're the biggest skeptic, even if you're giving all the benefit of the doubt to the naysayers, the worst grade you could give Virginia Tech's portal activity, the worst grade would be like a B minus. You tell me what they didn't add that they needed to add. They even added some secondary depth shortly after Brent Pry was on this show and said, guess what? We need some secondary depth. They signed a couple of guys for the defensive line, and in the secondary have 3 years of eligibility. But we're going to give them a D. They didn't add enough players. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Hope you're well, wherever you might be, as we roll along here on a Tuesday.
The Big Dog is back on the Bear.
This is Phil Steele from Phil Steele's College Football Preview Magazine, and you're listening to the Big Dog Sports Talk with Rick Watson.
Oh, there it is, the text message again, unsigned. Oh, don't know if it's the same one as before, but we've heard all this before about Virginia Tech. Each and every year, Tech fan overestimates their team's fortunes. I don't think that's true at all. I don't know of anybody who has looked at Virginia Tech in recent years and thought they were going to have this exceptional breakthrough year. They've hoped, they've wanted them to, but they've understood where they're coming out of. And he says, I guarantee you right now, not only will they not contend for the ACC, this texter says they will have a losing record in 2024. Okay. Wish I knew who you were, texter, because I would like to just meet you and just have a come up with like a dinner bet, right? A handshake bet. Here's two things I will guarantee you. Tech will not have a losing record in 2024. Now, this is all pre-injury, texter.
pre-injury. Now, if you lose people, then things change. I still think they have enough talent to overcome it to not finish under 500. They also will not lose three home games. That's the other thing. The texter didn't mention that, but the more I looked at that, they're not losing three home games. It's not going to happen, especially the three that were there. Agreed with Wayne. It's been, yeah, I mean, who has sat around with confidence? Who has sat around? I don't know of anybody. If anything, people, I've not called people out, but I've wondered why people are so, and I've understood it because it's like me. It's the beat down effect. As a Broncos fan, I'm right there with you, Tech fan. I mean, I have zero expectations for them until they start doing something, until you start to see the program turning around. Well, guess what? We have started to see the program turn around in Brent Pry's first 2 years here in Blacksburg. The culture is clearly different. And if you don't want to listen to me and other pundits, just look around at the former players who are back and are excited. I mean, Dwight Vick said it early last year. He was excited now. He's feeling like it's coming back. And all those players that were there during the spring, unprecedented. That turnout, Mike Vick is here. Tyrod Taylor is here. Corey Moore is here. I mean, when does that happen? Well, that hadn't happened here in a long time. Everybody else is seeing it, Texter. But if you really believe that Tech's going to finish a losing record, yeah, I'd like to. I want some of that action. Maybe since the second year of Justin Fuente, has anyone ever gone into a season once the losing started and said, yeah, Tech's going to be right there? I don't think so. I think that used to be the case a little bit. I don't believe that's true. If anything, I hear nothing but kind of veiled optimism. People are a little, okay, I want to see it. Okie Bob must be a Wahoos fan from his parents' basement. Maybe so. Or maybe somebody's just having fun that doesn't really believe that. Because if you look at Tech's schedule, and we just went over it, there's no way you can look at that and think they're going to be under 500. Come on. Come on, man. All right. The interview portion about to begin. Mike Burnup scheduled on the other side of the news. Jermaine Farrell, David Smith. Another gorgeous day in the hood. Man, how good did it feel this morning? Cool, crisp air. No humidity.